Well, I don't know if you heard it or not, but you can hear it now. Alex Jones of InfoWars, an alleged Christian. And of course, we know what Christian really means. It means a get-out-of-jail-free card for every sort of evil in the world. Every sort of wrongdoing is now allowed under the Jesus, stinky sandal, long-haired hippie, criminal, put on the cross, spin story, he died for your sins, you're bad. Blame the victim. This is the latest story. Everyone's reporting on this. We're just going to read it from latest.com. Alex Jones says Jennifer Lopez should get gang raped in Somalia for Grammy's speech. Remember, this man is a good Christian. Let's full disclosure here. I'm not a Christian, and I don't want anything to do with this cult. And I would like my foreskin back. I despise monotheists, and I despise fakers who support this guy. Steve Tweetyberg Quayle, Hagman and Hagman, Lisa Haven, and any number of Christian fools out there. Because they do it for the money. Okay? Their faith is a garbage. Okay? And they continue to bow down and suck up to this piece of shit for the money. InfoWars conspiracy master Alex Jones called for singer Jennifer Lopez to get gang raped in Somalia after the singer delivered an emotional speech at the 2017 Grammy Awards. And she's, quote, this is quoting from Jones, and she's up there. Oh, and we got to do something. We're so oppressed. It's all so horrible. He doesn't want to bring people in from Somalia where women are sold in the slave box, Jones declared. Why don't you go to Somalia for 5 minutes, lady? You'll get gang raped so fast it'll make your head spin. Well, the funny thing is, the irony is Alex Jones' wife, Erica Wolf, his new wife, if you go to Wikipedia, you'll find out that they're still citing his divorced wife from 2013, Rebecca Kelly Nichols, as his spouse. Because Wikipedia is basically like so many white papers that you wipe your ass with and Alex Jones reads. It's a nothing. Wikipedia is a nothing. Why would anybody donate to a nothing? I don't know. They're not interested in telling the truth at Wikipedia. At least people like Alex Exum will say it's none of our business. But he doesn't deny that he's that he's divorced. He just said it's none of your business. But Wikipedia says no. He's still married to Rebecca Kelly Nichols, 4 years post divorce. And you want my money? You go to hell. So there's the Christian. That's what he wants for Jennifer Lopez, is to get gang raped in Somalia. And of course, you would expect something like that coming out of a Christian's mouth. I do. Whenever something bad is going to happen, I think Christian. I think Muslim. I think Jew. I think monotheistic tyrant. Okay, but the Christians are about the worst on this because all their sins are forgiven. Okay? They're not interested in the world. Oh, that's the world. We're not interested in the world. We're interested in our hippie, stinky sandaled, this character. It's a fraud. It never existed. And it's their excuse for doing wrong because, oh, I'm a sinner. I'm going to do wrong to you. But I'm good because my faith in the invisible. The thing is that Alex Jones is a total liar. He doesn't believe in anything except his own ego, making money, and running hoes. His new wife, Erica Wolf, is an escort. Okay? He was screwing her. He was paying for it. And he said, hell, I'll take a long-term rental contract on this broad, a lease. I like to lease that whore out for the long term. So that's where that stands. I don't know if you know that or not. They were married in Hawaii back in January of 2017. But again, if you go to Wikipedia, it says he's still married to Rebecca Kelly Nichols, so you don't know who to believe. Well, I like that. Okay? Link will be in the description if you want to read more from Media Matters on it. And now you know why Donald Trump has never had a conversation other than one on a shitty Skype connection back in December of 2015. He's never had any contact with Jones since. And at this rate, he'll never have any contact with Jones ever again. Do you remember? It was about November 15th, 2016. He said, Alex Jones lied. He's a Christian, by the way. The two are hand in hand. They're synonymous. Lying and being a Christian. He said that Jones said that in between talking with kings and queens and state leaders, he had to call Alex Jones to thank him and said he would come on in the next couple of weeks to thank the InfoWars audience personally. This was New York Times, Washington Post, you name it. Never happened. And we're like 4 months later. We gave him plenty of time. It never happened. Why? He lied about it. And he's got a cult following of several hundred thousand people that think that's awesome. Because they're also lying Christians too. That commit every fraud, evil, theft, murder, rape, gang rape in this case. They think it's cool. They think it's funny. They figure that it's okay because they're forgiven. All is forgiven. So basically, in a world of Christians running around, because they've got to get out of jail free card. They don't care. Because so they don't care, thankfully we have a secular society that will investigate, arrest, prosecute, and imprison Christians. That's the good news. That we have a secular society that can deal with these miscreants. But Alex Jones married an escort prostitute. All of the information is out there. It's up on my site. I have a contact and will be who knows the inside story. From his ex-wife. I'll give you that little extra bonus here. This is coming from his ex-wife. We have all the information about Alex Jones. Alcoholism, big time boozer, alcoholic, big time alcoholic. Okay? He doesn't use his supplements. He lies about that. He's not interested in that. He's interested in being a big fat drunk. Okay? And lie about everything and dupe people. Okay? Especially Christians. They're the easiest ones to fall prey because, see, they're also criminal scumbags, liars, rapists, murderers, thieves, etc. Defrauders. Every sort of criminal element is in the InfoWars audience. And then, of course, they claim Christianity, and so they say, I'm good now. No, you're not. You're the same piece of shit you were as always. Again, the headline story here, Alex Jones calls for gang rape of Jennifer Lopez. And that's exactly what a Christian would do, isn't it?